coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Welcome, everyone. Another wonderful day here in Ventura. And you have tuned into the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Prudence.
Good morning.
Long time no see.
It's been a week.
Yeah, I know. It feels like a century, telling you. This is, during the holidays, I don't know, every day is so valuable. You just, you want to suck it all up, right?
So it's true. It feels like time's, but it also feels like time's frozen a little bit.
Yeah, you know what it actually does? It feels like this is going to be a really nice, long holiday.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
So anyways, I'm so excited to have all of you here. And I actually have Mr. Ed Summers, President and CEO of Ventura Chambers. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Kim. It's good to be here. It's rather exciting to be Regis this morning.
I know. Thank you so much for volunteering to do this. And it's funny. I'm so excited because I haven't really met you briefly, and I'd love to find out your journey. And I know you're new at being the president, right?
New at the chamber, not new to Ventura, certainly.
Of
and
course.
I think we met at a connection breakfast, which
is one of our
big chamber events. But I have been now at the chamber for 7 weeks. Am becoming dangerous, which means I've been there long enough to
feel comfortable.
Feel comfortable, but still not know enough not to stumble down the wrong road.
Do you
once
know
in
what?
A while.
That's funny because really, that's how I stumbled into this radio show. And you know, I think when you don't know all the rules, you actually do a better job.
It's exciting.
I know,
and you can always tell. And you know, certainly we have a very good staff with Nancy, Charlene, and Barbara, and I can just tell by the look on their face when. I may have gone a little too far in one direction.
Uh-oh.
They reel me back nicely. But,
I like that.
But it's been a great opportunity. I know we talked a little before we went on air, and I've been in Ventura and been involved with a lot of the economic development organizations in the county, VECTA and EDC, served on our city council for 4 years. So I really have my heart in community service by trade for 28 years. I was a banker.
Oh.
But as you can imagine, banking has not been as fun lately.
Yeah, there you go.
And I wanted to get back in community service, so this was a great opportunity.
Wow. And so what does it actually mean to be the president?
I am the senior, staff person, working for the chamber to ensure that the organization is well-run, well-managed, that we meet the needs of all of our members. And as you can imagine, those needs are very diverse. From our connection breakfast, which we mentioned a couple of moments ago, which really allow our businesses to meet other businesses, develop customer bases, relationships, and those are very important for the retail and the businesses on Main Street and our government advocacy and making sure the business policies and practices are conducive to business really helps our manufacturers, our light industrial companies that are members and really meeting the needs in each of the niches and segments. And it can be exciting.
I have to tell you, I'm 2 years new into really learning about Ventura. And I just love it out here. I have to tell you, the people are amazing, but there's always so much going on. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just, and it's so quaint.
There's such a sense of almost a small town community in one of the most amazing little locations. To have mountains right behind us, beach right on the other side, wonderful, amazing weather, and just to have this energy of family camaraderie. Mm-hmm. There's something very special about Ventura.
It's a great community. I moved up here in 1990, and I laughed during the city council campaigns. I was still a newcomer in Ventura with 20 years under my belt. But I came up here. I fell in love. It's close. I grew up in the San Fernando Valley.
Oh, that's where I grew up, too.
But have to admit, I didn't know Ventura that well, and I came up here and put down roots. I did, surprising things like bought a house.
Ooh, there you go.
Which I had not done before, but really became a member of the community. And you're right, it's inviting. And a word that we use a lot in the community is eclectic.
You're
very diverse.
Perfect,
our citizens, our architecture, our feel. And it's just a great place to be.
I like it. So what is some of the things that the chambers actually offer? Because I haven't been, there's so many different, you know, mm-hmm. elements of it. I know there's a Ventura and then there's, you know, in each city.
Right. Each city has a chamber of commerce to support and promote its local businesses. And we allow you an opportunity to really become known in the community through our websites, through to links to your website. We look to programs we have where you can get to know other businesses. We offer information. We're a very good source of information on public policy, government practices, our economic development activities. So we help to keep you connected. And when you think about particularly the small business person and even the large businesses today, we're so tight on resources that you can't be everywhere and do everything. So when you need that link for additional information, when you need to make sure that you can go home and have a quiet dinner because, you know, somebody else is keeping their eye on what's happening in city council, the chamber fills all of those small niches to allow our businesses to do what they do best and flourish.
You know, you're exactly right. It's being a business owner myself and looking what's out there, it's hard to stay on top of everything because it's changing so fast. Our world is changing so fast. Abilities to market, to get out there, changing so fast. And so to have a resource, I think I told you, Ed, quite literally I was advising mm-hmm. A friend of mine to look into his chamber just 2 days ago. So it's great that you're sitting here.
Yeah, thank you.
Isn't that weird? We're always, and that's just how I feel like. It's the right people show up. It's a great.
We do, exactly. And we have our website at Ventura Chamber. I probably have business cards with me, so I'll just help you out right now.
There Perfect. You go, definitely. You know, and it's funny, you know, I'm a mom of four, and I always feel like when you're in a chamber or, you know, networking like that, not only, you know, I used to tell my kids, wherever you are, I've got eyes on you. Even if they're not my eyes, somebody's overlooking that. And that's kind of how I feel like the chamber mm-hmm. is. Because if you're not there and you're making a connection, they're going to refer you. It's like a family.
Well, we have, and it's funny you say that because Nancy Maxwell, who we all know and respect, is really the mother of our business community. Mom does watch out for all of us.
Oh,
that's,
see,
that's a lot
I
of
like
fun.
That. Okay.
You know, it's almost like the chamber is the original Facebook. before we went to the internet to communicate and to connect, the chamber's been around. The chamber stories have been around forever, it seems.
Oh, our chamber has been in Ventura since the turn of the century. So
wow.
It's.
And now, are the chambers all connected, like Thousand Oaks, or how does that work?
We speak to one another. But we're all independently.
So you're relatives.
Yeah, we're relatives. Yeah,
that's a good way to put it on.
Actually, I speak to the other chambers more than I speak to my relatives.
Well, yeah, there you go. Isn't that funny how you say that? Yeah, you're right. When I said that, I was like, oh, you know, it's the holidays right now.
We communicate. Yeah. No, it's a good organization. We also belong. The chambers from Simi Valley up to Goleta are all part of a chamber alliance that works in Sacramento. On a regional basis to make sure that
we're
watching our own local communities and what's happening, we also try and keep our finger on the Sacramento pulse because, as you know, it just rolls down. What they do up there can really impact our own business climate and our own situation.
And I have learned that being on the school board and being, you know, throughout the schools and working on different issues, that really you can get anything through mm-hmm. as long as you work and you have a lot of people behind you.
Yes.
So when you make a difference. So, well, I am so excited, and I want to just welcome everyone to the Kim Pagano Show if you're just tuning in right now. We've actually got a really great day. We are going to be talking to Noelle Nelson, and I know the countdown when I walked in, Matt said that we only had a couple days left of Christmas. I'm like almost got sick here, you know, thinking, wait, give me another day here. But we are kind of, you know, turning down and getting closer. And so Noelle's going to be talking about, this is a time, it's funny because we went to dinner last night, sushi, Kanda in Westlake, great sushi place. I just want to give a shout out there. But, you know, so many of my husband and another gentleman, Rich, that we were with dinner, they said if we could just take out the month of December, they would feel so much better. Mm. And it's because it's, you know, an expectation. I think it's something that they feel like they might not, you know, get everything done, or it's just one more task to do. So those are the kind of things that you need to look at in a different way. It's just a great time to just enjoy.
Busy season. I was very impressed when Matt said that. He didn't look panicked.
I know.
So that was most impressive.
He's done.
I was going to say, or does that mean you haven't done anything? You're going to do it all in one fell swoop?
No, he's done.
I did a little bit in November, maybe one or two. And then last week, I really swept everybody out minus one. And we spoke about that yesterday, and Kim actually gave me a great idea. If I can't think of nothing to give, you know, a night out on you or myself is never a bad thing.
Right. A restaurant or dinner
on me.
Somewhere.
Go
yeah,
for it.
I think it's great. For the person who has everything.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, sometimes that's that little gift of time.
There you go.
Is it my plug to talk about all the great chamber restaurants we have?
Please do.
In Ventura, certainly there's a lot of choices, and we talk about what we're going to do. We're planning right now for the end of March, April, to do a taste of the chamber and really show. If you've ever seen the Iron Chef in some of the cooking shows, we actually have some chefs come in and do the cooking demonstration. It's timed, and we give them some ingredients to work with, and then we have tasting stations set up, and it's a lot of fun. So,
oh, that's neat.
Aloha Steakhouse, the C Street at the Crown Plaza.
So, do you know where it's going to be?
Cafe Zach. We're not sure. We did it last year at the fairgrounds, and it really can be a very positive event because it's large enough to accommodate all the action that goes on. So, tentatively, the fairgrounds, and we should have that solidified in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, see, I just love those. I love, a little bit of tasting. I could actually go to a restaurant and just have not the entree, just appetizers. Mm-hmm. That's my kind of meal. So.
And Kim admitted earlier that she is a secret chef.
That's
like
right.
Do,
I do. Yes. You know what? I love that. I love that, you were saying that you went out there to see Rachel Ray, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We went a trip to New York to see a taping of the Rachel Ray Show.
How was that? You know, we're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to find out more because we've got a really great show today. So definitely stay tuned. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Prudence. We've got Ed Summers, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. Also, our phone number here is 805-639-0008. We've got Matt on our board. And if you would like to be a part of our show or you have something that you want to talk about, definitely give us a call. Also, of course, in the month of December, I'm giving away. So stay tuned. About 8:30, you will be able to win something. So again, write that number down, 805-639-0008. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free 1-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Why not give someone you love the gift of music this holiday season? Music is a gift that will last a lifetime, and at the Lewis Music Academy, my family and I will personalize a gift certificate for you and your special someone. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, strings, woodwinds, and brass. We also have a fantastic rock band program and an awesome worship music workshop. Choose your instrument, pick your favorite song, bring your friends, and come rehearse your band as you prepare for an evening concert. And for your adorable mini music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 4. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollars. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/thekimpaganoshow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/thekimpaganoshow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we are talking to Ed Summers here, President and CEO of Ventura Chambers. So you were going to tell us about some of these amazing restaurants out here that are part of your chambers, right?
Exactly. Some amazing restaurants in Ventura. Aloha Steakhouse, which came up during the break, and a good member and a great place for a steak and a seafood, a view. You know, there's a lot of restaurants in town that are involved. Tooties off of Main.
Oh, there you go.
And certainly are strong supporters of the chamber. And we were amazed. We had talked earlier about do we speak with the other chambers. And once a month, all of the chamber executives get together and have lunch. And we, when it was our turn to host, called Tooties, and they brought in this just amazing sandwich plate and side salads and baked goods enough to feed the whole family plus the neighborhood. And we managed to get through most of them while we sat and talked.
There you go.
It's a really good community. And I know as well we were talking during the break about who is the chamber in relation to our outreach. And we inwardly focus. We really do want to promote activities and business in the city of Ventura. But we have members from really around the region, AT&T and others who do business here, also belong to our chamber.
Oh, so you don't have to live in the city to be a member?
We accept members from wherever they want to join.
Oh, that's really good. So what is the procedure to join?
Well, we get in a dark room with a black and white marble. actually what we do is you fill out an application. We have a graduated membership fee annually. We're fully supported through membership dues.
Okay.
All of our operations, we don't take any government subsidies or money, and that really allows us to, when we need to be a little bit critical and noisy, we can do so with a clear mind. But it's a simple application, a membership fee. Our basic membership fee is $350 for a small sole proprietor or small company, and you fill out the application, pay the dues annually, quarterly.
So
and you remember.
And so you get a red ribbon cutting. What does that include?
What we can do is, if for a new business that opens in town, we'll go out and we'll cut the ribbon and provide some publicity for that new business who's here. Any member certainly can come to our events and promote themselves. I keep coming back, and I think it's one of the more exciting events, our Connection Breakfast. And we have a room of 100 to 150 chamber members. Each of them gets a 20-second opportunity to give a commercial. So they stand up, and their prize is given for the most creative 20 seconds. And you have to be careful not to get rung out, because if the bell hits at 21 seconds, you lose out on being part of the contest.
So you really got to practice
you should see some of the – and as people come and get to know one another, they'll team up. So they'll take 40 seconds and kind of do this skit where they'll promote each other, and it can be a lot of fun.
That's fun. All right. Well, I know we actually we have Noelle Nelson on the line. And Noelle, are you there?
Yes, I am, Kim. Thank you.
You are welcome. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you this
very
holiday season?
I am very, very good. And so you're going to be talking about Tame the Holiday Perfection Grinch.
Yes.
Uh-oh, I might have one at home.
Well, and we're getting down to the wire, so the Grinch probably is popping up a little
bit
more.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We were saying last night that we went out to dinner, and my husband and this other gentleman, Rich, said, if we could just take December out of the equation, life would be a lot better, you know. And I just, you know, I was telling my husband, what is wrong? Why do you have to put the tree up? Why do you have to, you know? And then he finds, like, you know, you just know it's stressful. Just enjoy it. Sit back, enjoy it. And so I love where you're going with this. So tell us a little bit about what you're thinking.
Well, you know what it comes down to is we so want to please the people that we love and our family and friends that we want everything to be just so. And most of the time, that's not a big issue because, you know, birthdays don't usually stack up 5 in one day and things like that. But when it comes to the holidays, Kim, it's like everything gets stacked up all together at once. So
yes.
You have your major family dinner or your friend get-together, maybe two or three of those. And then you have, you know, the gifts, business gifts, friends gifts, family gifts, all that kind of thing. And then you have the outfits, you know, the kids' outfits, your outfits, and so forth and so on.
You're feeling overwhelmed right there.
Yeah, exactly. And so it wouldn't be such a big deal if we didn't really love everyone and love the idea of the season and want it to be perfect, because that's where the stress kicks in.
Mm.
So if you were okay with, let's say you do a tree, if you were okay with your tree missing a few bulbs, you know, Or maybe all the little lights didn't buy replacements for the ones that blinked out last year. If it were okay, then frankly, the Christmas Grinch would be off in a corner sulking.
And Nicole, it sounds like I need major therapy. I am Christmas to the 10th degree, covered in glitter, loving the season, but I do really work for that perfection.
Oh, you are a perfectionist.
Yeah.
Ah, see?
And you know what people forget? Is that perfection in many parts of your life is actually very helpful. Wanting to get things done right is something that advances you on the job. It's often what makes your ability to help your kids do really well in school. So you don't want to, like, totally turn into a slob. That's sort of going to the other extreme. It's more accepting the blessed imperfection of everything,
Just enjoy.
Just enjoy. And you know what helps, and sometimes this seems really sort of obsessive-compulsive, but it's kind of the opposite, is instead of waiting for the Christmas season or the holiday season to be upon you, to run out and get the Hanukkah candles or get the, you know, the tree or whatever, is try to, when the summer sales are on for Christmas stuff, is start collecting the stuff little by little.
Right. Don't be so overwhelming.
Exactly. So, you know, it may seem really strange in July to drag out the Christmas lights and see which ones need little new bulbs, but frankly, it's a lot better for you to spend a couple of hours in the middle of July that you don't then have to jam into that very short, really, holiday season.
Well, and you can take that time, spend your perfection on having things organized in a place and ready to go versus the perfection on jamming at the last minute or getting everything so stressed out right as the holidays are upon us.
Yes, and I love that idea of organizing stuff ahead of time because, and Kim, this will resonate with you, this goes into my thing about maintenance.
Right.
In other words, when you actually put away the holiday stuff, it's, don't just, you know,
throw it all in.
Exactly, throw it all in, which is what most of us do, but, you know, wrap stuff up or check stuff out that it's already, you know, repaired or in place or whatever, and have it organized.
So that it's all ready to come out the next year. So
I actually do that.
Me too.
I do that.
And the same thing with Christmas holiday recipes and so forth is, you know, don't wait till the absolute last second to call your Aunt Etna and get her pumpkin pie recipe. Is, you know, do it a little ahead of time, and you'll feel much more relaxed.
So are you available to come help me on January 2nd, Nicole?
There you go. There you go. You know, I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Noel Nelson. We've got Ed Summers here, President and CEO of Ventura Chambers. We've got Prudence here, Mindset Reset, and myself, Kim. We've got Matt on our board at 805-639-0008. And we're talking about, you know, it just amazes me. And sometimes it's like what that epiphany we have all year long. You know, pretty much Thanksgiving comes on the same time. Christmas comes on the same. People's birthdays. Nothing changes. And yet we all panic because we don't take care of it. I don't understand that.
Well, I think it goes back again to balance. You know, there are things that can be perfect. Like last night, I found a perfect gift for a friend of mine. I add a little something to it, and I know he's going to love it. So having that little perfect moment is okay. But when perfection gets to the point where it's causing you to feel sick, where you're not enjoying yourself, where you're going over the top, then that's where you've kind of crossed that line. And it's that balance.
Yeah, I think then a little self-talk is in order. Which is, for example, you found the perfect gift for your friend, and of course that made you very, very happy. But let's say that it's, you know, December 23, and you haven't found the perfect gift. Then at that point, it's called chill, relax, get a gift card, and send it with love.
Oh, my God. Okay, so that really solves a lot of problems.
And people really,
thank
really
you, gift card fairies.
I know.
Gift
you know,
card.
Right.
Because they can get what they like, and it's hard sometimes to guess.
See, I always think that those are so impersonable, and I like to find that right gift that, you know, like makes them think, oh, my God, you really did some knowledge here. Well, you know?
But for some, the card is the right gift.
Exactly, and there's some people, I never forget, a dear friend of mine who's, I felt just the way you did. Oh, God, he's going to think this is so impersonal. And instead, what I got is, oh, I was able to get those boots I wanted.
There you go.
Now, I never in a million years would have purchased boots for someone that I'm not, you know, intimate with, because you don't know exactly what they like and their shoe size and all the rest of it. And so it became a very personal gift, because every time he would wear those boots for the first few months, I'd get a call.
Well, that's great. And that really does help, because I am the other way. I really do go out and try and find that gift, but I appreciated what you said here in the write-up about remember they can return it, because as we're teenagers and my parents would complain that they could go out and buy, I'd be returning it the next week, and I guess that really does make sense.
And you have to be okay with that. In other words, that's part of our own self-talk, is be okay with the fact that you may not hit on that perfect thing and your friend can return it, or your husband or your uncle, whomever, and it's okay. It's okay, because what is important about the holiday isn't the actual material item. It's that you thought of the person, you care about the person, you wanted something good for the person. That's the thought to keep foremost in your mind.
So true. I love where you're going with this. Noelle, tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Goodness. Well, let's see.
We don't have all day. No.
Well, primarily, I'm an author. I'm a speaker. My specialty is appreciating those in your life, yourself, your life, the world, and so forth. It sounds sort of airy-fairy, but it's really not. I am a very, very practical person, and I've applied the research I've done on appreciation in a number of books, the most recent one being Your Man is Wonderful, which always gets, you know, a delighted chuckle from the guys and, oh, please, from the gals. But the bottom line is that both persons in a couple are wonderful if we just take a moment to take a real look at what those differences mean and appreciate each other. So that's in a very quick nutshell.
Now, Noelle, where is it? And maybe now with this audience I can ask this question, but universally the word is said the same. And is this, I'm not sure if this is taught or if it's genetic, but how do they get the men learned so universally from all women?
How what, please?
When they say men with a sigh and that certain tone, and every woman has that exact same expression, and I'm not sure, is it taught in school? Is it genetic?
It's actually genetic. It's hardwired. But here's what it means. What it means is, I love you, darling, so much. I know you would be just that much better if you would let me fix you. And women are genetically wired. I mean, what do we do, you know, if you think about it biologically? We're the ones that make the babies and essentially want to see to it that the babies thrive and grow up to be adults and all that. That takes an enormous amount of, quote, fixing. Actually, it doesn't. You probably could let them just scoot around and they'd be fine. But we seem to think that we need to fix, and then we just carry that right on out to our guys.
Yeah.
And being the sane, rational people they are, they basically go, nuh-uh.
It is interesting. That it's so ingrained. A friend of mine was just visiting family. She has a 7-year-old daughter, and her sister just had a baby. And the 7-year-old was so enthralled, this little girl was so enthralled with helping take care of the baby, whereas as the other little boy cousins that were about the same age, 6, 7, could care less about the baby. Mm. Like, oh, that's great, let's go play. And the little girl was so enthralled, without even being told, there's that genetic predisposition.
Yeah, well,
and it's actually, if you think about it in the grander scheme of things, it's a good thing.
Yeah, well,
there's an awful lot of if you will, fixing and repairing and improving that wouldn't happen if women weren't kind of like wired that way. But it's also, I think, a good thing that men resist to a certain degree, because we each have the right to our freedom. We each have the right to be who we want to be. And, you know, it's a matter of balance, the word we've been using this morning. It's a matter of balance. There's individual freedom, and then there's, yes, always a little bit of improvement that's kind of fun.
Well, I'm going to stop before I get myself in trouble, and I can see now Matt is giving me that panicked look, so I think we'll all leave right. it up.
But you know what? I do agree with you, Ed. I think that there is a point where women might just sit back and go, oh, men, when really that kind of detracts people. I have a friend who, when she started dating and we were having a conversation and somebody said, oh, men, and she says, no, I don't think that way, because if I think that way, I'm not bringing the man into my life that I want to have.
And that's exactly
why. Do you have her number?
There you go.
That's exactly why I wrote Your Man is Wonderful. That's exactly right. Why. To sit, you know, truly take a look at our mates and the men that we want to invite into our lives and recognize how truly wonderful they are.
And, you know, it's funny because I just called my husband, Noel, you'll be so proud of me, this morning. You know, in the hectic world of everything, I called him and I said, honey, I just want to tell you, I'm so proud of where you are today and what you've done for our family. He was like, oh, my God, oh, thank you. You know, I mean, that's what it takes. It takes just appreciating the people in your life.
Yes. And so that brings us round full circle to the perfection Grinch, which is what are the holidays truly about and gift giving truly about? They are about appreciating the people we love in our lives.
There you go. And, you know, I just wrote a column that's going to be out in the Ventura Breeze, and it's all about the simple gifts in life. You know, they're right in front of us. It's not about all the material stuff, because in the end, when we get older and we get, you know, our kids get older, what do they remember? They remember the family dinners. They remember the outings. They remember all that stuff, not what we bought them. So I love where you're going with that. Noelle, you have an incredible holiday. And I can't wait to talk to you again next month.
And the same to all of you.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. With that, of course, we're going to take a really quick break. But what I'm going to do is open up our lines, because I have a $50 gift certificate to Lear's in a Fish House in Camarillo. And what I'm going to ask the question is what we were just talking about with Noelle. So if somebody was listening, what is Tame the Holiday? Because if you are this, right? Did that make sense?
Not really.
Okay, so, well, what were we talking about, I guess? How would I word that?
Yeah, don't be the perfection.
There you
starts
go.
With a G.
Oh, yeah, really
just,
give it
just
away.
Just think Dr. Seuss.
There you go.
There you go, exactly. All right, so 805-639-0008, and that will get you a gift certificate. Great restaurant. I love eating at their Oyster Bar, and they've got a really great happy hour and just great food there, too. So definitely check it out if you don't win, but also give us a call here at 805-639-0008, because Matt will write down your number, and at the end of the month, you also will be in a drawing for the Kim Pagano Show. So stay with us. You're listening to our show here, Kim Pagano.
Did you hear John down the street passed away? He was so young.
Oh, man, wasn't he a single father?
Yes. I have no idea what they're going to do. What would we do if that happened?
Ooh, who would take care of our kids?
Oh, we really need to get a plan in place, but where do we even start?
I am attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who do not plan accordingly. Making a plan to help your family in the event of a tragedy is very important. Let me help you by answering all your questions and show you ideas on how to plan not for future events, but to protect your family from waste and bad investments through the use of a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Why not give someone you love the gift of music this holiday season? Music is a gift that will last a lifetime, and at the Lewis Music Academy, my family and I will personalize a gift certificate for you and your special someone. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, strings, woodwinds, and brass. We also have a fantastic rock band program and an awesome worship music workshop. Choose your instrument, pick your favorite song, bring your friends, and come rehearse your band as you prepare for an evening concert. And for your adorable mini music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 4. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Kim Pagano Show. And we did have a little trivia question here. Who actually, how did we reword that? So who stole Christmas?
No. Well, no, we were talking to Noelle about taming the holiday perfection
right.
blank. And
right.
it started with a G. So.
Right. And we actually, we do have a winner. We have Bob on the line. Bob, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
And what was the answer?
Yeah, you don't want to be the Grinch that stole Christmas.
That's right. Go. All right. So thank you so much. And where are you calling from?
From Camarillo.
From Camarillo. Very good. And have you eaten at Lear's restaurant yet?
Not yet. I'm looking forward to it, though. I walked by and looked at the menu one time.
Oh.
But I'd already eaten. So.
You got to eat at the Oyster Bar. What's your favorite fish that you like?
Favorite food?
Yeah.
Oh.
it's an incredible fish restaurant.
I love abalone.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it's a good restaurant, and they have good beef and chicken as well. So
yeah,
whatever your tastes are.
Yeah, it's very, very good. So enjoy, and how's your holiday going?
Pretty well. We have house guests from Europe staying with us.
From Europe. Nice. All right. Yeah. Well, there you go. And are you all done with your shopping? You are?
I am, yes.
Good for you. Okay, and is there any special gift that stands out that you can recommend to anybody who's not? No. Got you there? All right. Well, can you stay on the line so we can get all your info? And thank you so much for listening to my show.
Congratulations.
All right. Stay on. Okay. All right, so I guess that we got that. There was a lot of people that didn't understand it, but we got it out there. So anyways, so now, are you a chef?
No, I wouldn't go that far. I am not afraid to cook. I do like to cook, but probably haven't quite moved up to the category of being called a chef.
I like to cook when I'm cooking for someone else. When I know I'm going to have people over, and then I'll make a big meal or I'll do something fun. When it's just me or it's, you know, the run-of-the-mill day of the week, I don't really stop and do anything extra special.
I know the restaurants well.
Yeah.
You know, what's funny is when you have a lot of kids at home, right, we definitely try to do our Sunday dinner. But after that, it's usually some, you know, I mean, I maybe make dinner once or twice a week, that kind of thing. But there are so many great restaurants, and it's almost now you can eat out as cheap as, you know, I mean, there's good food out there, so it's good.
And you don't have to clean up, which is always appealing to me.
See, he's a smart man.
And sometimes you have leftovers, so you don't have to worry about lunch the next day.
There you go. You just add on to that. All right. So what is your favorite restaurant that you and your acquaintance eat at?
Well, we like to eat, and actually it's hard to pick. It's like asking a parent to pick their favorite child.
I know.
So I'm not going to go and get myself trapped, but some
especially because
certainly
he's overseeing the chamber. Yeah.
This is true. But what's your type of food that you enjoy?
We enjoy, I like Cafe Zach. I like the Watermark and local restaurants. In New York, we always make sure to stop for a martini at Sardi's. And enjoy Keen Steakhouse and some of those, you know, good Italian food. We had lunch at Del Posto this trip back, and that was just great. And this is more my friend Annette's initiative, but She one time in the newspaper found a list of 21 food and wine festivals throughout the country. So we try and plan trips around going to food and wine festivals. We've been to Aspen four times, South Beach, and just try the Big Island in Hawaii and really try.
Oh, I'm hanging with you from
now on.
So
I do enjoy the, and when we were speaking with Nicole, it dawned on me that a good gift, particularly for our friends who are over 21, is a nice bottle of wine. And
definitely,
that can often be enjoyed.
That Absolutely. Is very true. Now, I'm kind of looking at your journey of your life, right?
Uh-oh.
Because people never get a chance to talk to you about that. You know, it's all business. And so what is your journey? What are your hobbies?
Probably going to food and wine festivals.
So
and I really do enjoy wine tasting. Here in Ventura, we're so lucky to have some
so
local wineries.
Many, yeah.
And when you have seen our local wineries, you can go down to Malibu and see the wineries and visit those. Up to San Ynez, my friends laugh at me. I know that it's exactly an hour and 10 minutes from leaving my driveway to the first winery in San Ynez. And we do that. But I really am a local fellow. I was born in the San Fernando Valley, as we talked about earlier.
What school did you go to?
This will date me, but I've learned not to be self-conscious over age, because when you run for political office, they always put your age right behind your last name.
Isn't that funny?
As if it's attached. So I went to Sylmar High School, and I was a senior there in 1971 when we had the earthquake. So that was little bit of excitement. College in Los Angeles, and I often laugh that if you take a compass and you draw a circle from the hospital where I was born, and now living in Ventura, is the furthest mileage I've ever lived away from that hospital. It's 61 miles.
There you go. Now, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Oklahoma.
A little bit different.
It is. I'm an Oklahoma girl. And you know what? It was great for growing up. What I really love about it is it just almost, and Ventura in some ways reminds me of this, it's very much your neighbor is your neighbor. And there's a lot of interaction. And I just grew up used to talking to people and being a part of people's lives and meeting someone new. And it was always exciting. And I grew up in a military town as well. So there were always new people coming and going. So I'd make good friends. And then a couple of years, I'd get transferred somewhere else. And there was a big Goodyear plant there, too. So there's a lot of people transplanting in and out. And I think that actually helped me in many ways, because I learned to just really embrace people and love to learn about people. And then I came out after college to California, and I have to admit, I love being able to go home and visit, and I love coming right back here mm-hmm. after.
Now, what plans do you both have for the holidays? How do you spend it with your family? Do you have children?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I do not have children. I actually was with my dad's side of the family, who are in California. My mom's family is from Pennsylvania, and when I was younger, the time and the distance, we didn't have the time or the money to really get to know them. I've gotten to know all of my cousins now as an adult, and it's been great to be have that family as be part of my life now. But with my dad and his parents and my aunt and uncle, I was an only child and only grandchild.
Wow.
So it was really kind of when I was in college to still be the kid at Christmas. But I still go out. My mom passed away several years ago. My dad's remarried. And I will go out and spend the day with my dad, who just turned 89 in December 16th. And my aunt is passed. But her husband, my uncle, is 91. He'll drive out
91.
And spend the day with us, and
wow.
still takes his motorhome trips. And it's
not amazing.
And I say that, and I'm sure that a lot of the listeners are cringing and worried. But I mean, certainly we do. He is
totally.
Still in physical and mental condition that it is not. It's
dangerous,
not a worry.
For him,
we
too.
We don't worry about him.
Most of the people I've worked with that are in their 90s, they are extremely sharp. It's almost like there's this sharpness gene that if you're going to get there, it's because mm-hmm. you've got this ability to stay really sharp.
And I know you work with a lot of brain injuries, right? And that kind of thing. What do you think the key is to keep people sharp? Because I worry, people worry about that. You have many things going on in your life, and as you start to go, oh God, I have too many files. That's what I used to say. I have too many files, But
my hope it's good wine and good food.
There you go. Then we're all good, right?
Well, and good company, good health, good exercise. I think it's about being sharp, already keeping your mind going, keeping your mind stimulated.
Stimulated, you know, that's really
it's
great.
It's not sitting on the couch. It's the action-adventure. You said 91, and he's out at exploring the countryside. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's obviously lived a life that was of exploration, that was about getting out and about, was not a sedentary mm-hmm. life. So the more active and engaged, it can't hurt. And there's joy, no matter what age we get to, you have joy because you're experiencing life.
And I think that's so important. And I think mm-hmm. that's kind of a message that we should be really kind of living and giving out there, is that there's so much life to learn yes. about. You know, and I think that your job is probably mm-hmm. so exciting because you see different people, different venturing out into different businesses.
That was a lot of really wanting to give. It's appealed to me really pretty much throughout my life and career. Banking for the good times were about meeting different customers and having a lot of fun and really getting to, you know, and fun being the challenge of going out and learning new businesses. And the Chamber, there are 730 members. Our economy here in Ventura, we have businesses in all of the 11 major segments of technology and industrial and retail, and there's 136 different business types through our directory. And some of those nuances are minor, but when you think about all the different endeavors, what people do, the businesses they have, the passions they have, and just think I get paid to sit down and talk to them about it.
So what advice can you give to somebody who's just starting out, a new business, someone who's now putting their heart out there and in their own venture? What advice can you give them for starting up?
Take the time to really search your heart and your mind to make sure that you have a plan as to how you're going to do your business. And take your passion, but approach it with some discipline. How am I going to finance what I do? How am I going to pay not only to do the business, but obviously you're going to be living during the same time? Develop a business plan. Figure out who your customers are going to be, and are they already there, and can you reach them? Or how do you get your customers? How do you get your supplies? And really take that extra time, and through the Chamber, we can help put you in contact with resources, with the Economic Development Collaborative and the Small Business Resource Center, through SCORE, which is the Retired Executives Consulting.
So do you
consulting.
Work with all those different groups?
Yes, we do. And can put. So when you want to start the business, take, you know, I guess maybe the best advice is take a deep breath, think it through, and develop, even if it's just a short plan. It doesn't have to be volumes, but come up with your initial plan as to, you know, how you're going to do what you're going to do, how are you going to survive while you're doing it.
I like that. Because I know, you know, it's funny when you, now what you obviously, going to the Chamber and then going to other network groups,
mm-hmm.
I think that's a definitely a way. Now, who started the Chambers years and years ago?
Oh, that's a tough question. I'll be your calling guest tomorrow.
Okay,
and let
just
you know.
Curious, yeah. Because I think, you know, years ago of networking, I think that that's just the way to go. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many networking groups now.
Well, you think about it, and we were talking about Facebook a while back, and the Chamber, certainly we have a presence on Facebook and do all of this. We started as a small society that was clustered in a town, and you knew everybody. And as we've grown and information has become, it's a double-edged, information is more available, but we're all spread out in how, you know, we contact and get to know. And I think it's very important to still have that face-to-face and that interpersonal contact so you can put relevance to the information. And that today is the role of the Chamber. I think Chamber has always been a source of information, but the good Chambers and the ones that have lasted maintain that relevance in learning and
personal.
Personal and adapting. As the way we receive our information changed, so has the Chamber and other organizations. Look at newspapers today.
Right.
I still love to pick up and read a newspaper, but if you don't have time, and you're at your desk, you can go online and get the same information, and it's that evolution.
Well, I think that personal, interactive, networking, face-to-face, getting to know someone, nothing can quite replace that, mm-hmm. because there's that level of trust and getting to know someone, that face-to-face. I had a question for you. When I've completely blanked.
Okay, it'll come back.
We'll come back to that.
There you go, exactly. And if anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we've been just chatting here, which is so much fun. You know, I always have an agenda, and we kind of just freely chatting here. But we do have our next guest on, Catherine Raker, and she's going to talk about some great holiday meals for our family. So, Catherine, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you? Good. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Happy holidays. I'm in South Dakota.
Ah, what's it like over there?
Cold. Well, actually, they haven't had any snow, and it's in the 40s.
Ah.
So this is very strange for this time of year.
Okay.
But anyhow, but go ahead.
So, you know, we're all going to parties, and I know that you have some holiday favorite cookies and some casseroles and things that we can kind of bring along. So,
Go ahead.
I was going to say, what easy things do you have for us?
Actually, one of my favorite kind of cookies at Christmas time is Anna's cookies, and also sugar cookies, and they're so easy to make. And, you know, even for people that have diabetics, you know, you can get your grandchildren or your children, you know, easily to come to the table to try to make the cookies is so much fun. There's cookie cutters. I mean, I remember the days when we used to do it with my mom and my grandmother, and where we used to roll our cookies out, and then, and we used to do, I'm from a Polish traditional background, and we used to do almost like an Easter bread at Christmas time, and we also used to do what I call krzyczykis, which are actually a Hungarian type cookie that they do at different holidays, where it's dough, it's a sugar dough that is rolled very, very thin, and then it's you twist it and you fry it real fast, and then you put powdered sugar on it. You know, at Christmas time, even though I'm a healthy cooking show, I do think that, you know, if you eat smart, you can always have everything.
Mm.
So those are kind of my favorites, and gingerbread. Houses, we make gingerbread houses, and we do different things where you can do it with your kids, which I think is really a fun time, especially at this time of year, and especially if you're on a budget. You know, when I had little kids and we didn't have a lot of money, we actually did a lot of things from, we lived in Florida, so we went out and got pine cones and did all kinds of fun things, you know, and we strung popcorn for the tree and stuff like that.
Hmm. Did you have a question?
Well, I was just listening to Catherine. It made me think about favorite holiday cookies. And Catherine, I'm a real favorite of the thumbprint cookies with the raspberry or boysenberry preserves in
filling
them,
in the middle.
So I'll have to get back to you and see if you have a recipe for those.
There you go.
Yeah, and those are, you know, when you're dealing with a simple cookie that you can put filling in, it just makes it so much more fun to do, and there's so many easy things out there that if you're not a cook, okay, and, you know, you can go to your local grocery store and pick up the sugar cookies that are already in the packages and cut them and do all kinds of different things with them. So there's all kinds of tricks at Christmas time. I make a beautiful chicken, a cream chicken that we use over pastry puffs every year, and it's made with B&B, Brandy and Benedictine. It's chicken fillets with, I use light cream of mushroom soup and cream of chicken soup and light sour cream, and also I use a chicken stock when I'm preparing the chicken, and then I cut up the chicken pieces into small bite-sized pieces.
Right.
And then we add all the other ingredients to it, and then I put a half a cup of B&B, or it could be wine. And
now we don't have, what is B&B, right? Is that what you said?
B&B is brandy and Benedictine.
Ah.
And it actually comes in a bottle.
You know it?
It comes in a bottle.
I've heard of it.
Oh, you're good. All right. Now, you know, you actually are a wellness expert. What does that mean?
Well, it means that, you know, I've been studying for a long time the different, not only therapies, but alternative health. I'm actually lived all over the world, and we did a lot of studying and research on alternative methods. I'm on a health and wellness new network called Hellos. And believe me, after 67 years of wonderful traveling and stuff like that, every modality that's out there we've researched and tried. So, and we try to encourage people to look at everything. I mean,
what they're eating.
Well, what they're eating, number one, you know, the exercise that they're not doing or they should get off the couch and do.
Right.
At 67, I take nothing except vitamins and, you know, really good stuff for your body. And I don't look it. I don't act it. I don't feel it. And
I'm you know, Catherine, we're going to actually have to have you back because this is really interesting. And I know we're at the end of our show. It's gone by.
That's right.
Yeah. So I would love to talk further about that because that's really what I add value every day in every way. And I think it's really important. So I will definitely have you back. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you.
And if you could email me that recipe that we were talking about so I could post it for all my listeners.
Sure, I will.
Okay, great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you.
Gosh, well, that flew by, and what a pleasure to get to know you, and, you know, I can't wait to come to some of the chambers.
It's been a lot of fun, Kim, and very nice to meet you, Prudence, and hopefully we'll see you on January 6th, 7:15, Poinsettia Pavilion for our Connection Breakfast.
Okay. Well, I'll post that on my website and my Facebook for you. And, of course, if for any reason you missed any part of our show, remember to listen again from 1 to 2. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is your life and what you do with it today matters forever. So, you know, when we're making choices of what we're doing, right, we really need to think about that. A lot of people just live, you know, I mean, yes, you want to live your life every day to the fullest, but you kind of want to think about what you're, who you are. And I'm so excited to meet you and hear about your journey and hear more about the chamber.
Thank you.
Is there a phone number that we can give out for everybody?
Certainly, 643-7222.
Okay.
And it's our chamber line, and we will help you in any way we can. We've even received phone calls about the weather, and as we say, if we're going to take credit for the weather, then we need to be able to answer questions when people call, although we're not the best source of information for that.
There you go. All right. And Prudence, thank you so much for being a part of my
pleasure.
Show. And Matt, thank you for your great job on the board. With that, congratulations to my winner, and go have a really great day. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.